Pretender by The Whips from Kansas City, Missouri, from the Scratch and Sniff LP that came out in March on Dig Records from Leesburg, Virginia, and Bachelor Records from Admet, Austria. Before that, we heard Quinn Rash, who is also the vocalist from the band Acne, with the song Reincarnate from the Death Devotion cassette that came out in March, and he's from Charlotte, North Carolina. Before that, oh, that's a record that I'm really glad that you got.
Yeah, really beautiful record.
Yeah, beautiful coming-of-age record.
Yeah, that was Meteor Police with the song Odd Construct from the New Type Destroyer LP that came out in January on Submergent Recording from Middletown, New Jersey. And Meteor Police are from New Jersey. I'm not sure where, maybe Middletown as well. Before that, we heard Perp Walk from Bristol with the song Dog Whistle from their The Chain of Infection 7-inch EP that came out in May on Crew Cut Records from the UK. I'm not sure where specifically. And then we started that off with As Monuments Fall.
All one word.
Yep, As Monuments Fall with the song Deity Complex from This Means Fire that came out in August on Optfunk.
What a lineup so far.
I love that we played As Monuments Fall and The Whiffs in the same block.
Such polar opposites.
I'm really proud that Maximum is including such a variety, like showcasing such a range of the genre.
The umbrella of punk is really big, and sugary indie pop and like doomy sludge punk are both seated at the same table.
Yeah. And we got them all right here on Maximum Rock and Roll Radio.
So, yes, once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Zoo from all over.
And I'm Michael from the North Bay.
Let's keep it going with a really fun block.
Yeah, good palate cleanser.
Yep, this is a fun one. So, what are two things you think of when you think of the word fun? Ska and Australians. So this is Operation Abyss from Sydney with the song Where's ScoMo?
We'll be right back.
the hero, the man himself, the urban legend, the single punkest human being on the planet. That was Jeff Rosenstock with the song Head from his latest Helmode LP that came out in September on the Polyvinyl Record Company from Champaign, Illinois. And he's from Long Island.
Long Island.
Long Island, New York. Now based in Highland Park, Los Angeles. And one of Michael's biggest accomplishments of 2K23, absolutely, is that he finally became a Rosenstalker.
Years too late.
I mean, you missed Bomb the Music Industry.
I know. I slept through the whole thing.
We were both living in San Francisco at the same time when they came through so often. I saw them at Bottom of the Hill like 3 times. Oh, and I saw them at Bottom when we were both, we're the same age, when we were both 25 years old. And they played the song 25! I lost my absolute shit.
Yeah, my friend Charlie was a Rosenstalker, and she was just kind of obnoxious about it. So she, like, needed me to know that they were the greatest band ever, so I missed the whole thing.
Okay.
And then this year I finally sit down and listen to them, and I didn't realize that she was, like, right.
Yeah, they are. He is.
Yeah, she actually bugged me to go to some of those Bottom of the Hill shows.
If we had known each other then, I would have physically dragged you there.
I would have appreciated
We'd
it.
We'd be screaming, I'm 25.
Yeah, I blew it.
You made up for it this year, though. Mm. No time like the present. And now we're 35, so we kind of...
I'm 35!
Okay, the next one is one of yours.
Yes, before that we heard The Brokedowns from Elgin, Illinois.
Illinois.
From a comp that really meant a lot to me. That was their cover of Walk in the Cold by Naked Raygun from Godspeed, a tribute to Pierre Kiesty comp LP that came out in July on Big Minnow Records from Mundelein, Illinois.
Illinois. Really lovely comp.
A lot of East Bay pop-punk flavored bands covering Naked Raygun in that genre.
Godspeed, Pierre.
Godspeed, Pierre.
So before that, we had one of the coolest cassettes of the last year.
So weird and fun.
That was Goblin Daycare with the song Officer Down, smiley face emoji, exclamation mark.
I wonder if that's the first emoji to be featured in Maxim.
I hope so. Goblin Daycare making history. Yeah. And that was from the Q-E-P, question mark? A-E-P, exclamation mark, exclamation mark. great Evo nod. And that cassette came out in April on Godless America Records from Orlando, Florida, SYF Records from Szczecin, Poland, and Goblin Daycare are from Istanbul, Turkey. I totally thought they were a Melbourne band.
They'd fit right in there.
Those wobbly synths.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And then before that was one of yours that I love.
Yeah, before that we had Egar with the song... Okay, I'm going to totally butcher this. Ez Dukat Exteric from the Garina Gara LP that came out in May on Tough Ain't Enough Records from Gipuzkoa, Basque Country. And Egar from Guernica, Spain.
Nailed it.
And we started that off with one that I really appreciated because I loved your ska episode this summer.
Aw, thank you.
Yeah, your first solo show, and you so nailed it.
Oh, it was a big one. And rediscovering ska made for such a great summer. So I wanted to include a ska record for my yeet. And when I heard that there was an Australian ska band, I thought that combination was going to be the funnest thing in the world. So that was Operation Abyss from Sydney's Inner West with the song Where's ScoMo from the Aviation Overlords 12-inch EP that came out in March. And it's just so... so sunshiny and fun.
Organs and ska. It's so Australian.
You just can't beat it. Okay, I'll do the spiel now.
Get it.
So once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Zoo from All Over. You can hear all of our episodes at MaximumRockandRoll.com/radio. You can email Maximum at radio@MaximumRockandRoll.com. Any submissions you'd like to send, send 2 copies of vinyl or 1 copy of CD only and cassette releases to P.O. Box 3852, Oakland, California, 94609 in the United States. Any donations can be sent to MaximumRockandRoll.com/donate. And you can subscribe and rate Maximum wherever you find your podcasts. So, first off, to my dearest friend, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Zoo.
I hope we have time. So, we met 4 years ago, and every New Year since, we've gotten to spend the night reflecting on that year. So, I figured we could start that tonight, because it's been a big year.
It has, yeah. All right, you want to make a start on the list now?
Let's do it. Okay, the first thing is that this year you finally submitted your script to festival.
That was a big one, but it's not the thing I'm most proud of.
You should be. I'm so proud of
you. Well, you totally inspired it.
I'm blushing. One of the main characters was based on me.
You and you really inspired the whole thing.
So be on the lookout for Star Children in theaters soon, once A24 picks it up.
They're not going to. No one bought it. Okay, what are some of the other ones?
A big one. Mm. We both became responsible adults this year.
Responsible adults?
We both got isolated power supplies for our
Yes, we did. Yes, we did.
We had to learn about voltages and stuff.
You got your Sunwell Fuzz funeral.
Yep, still dialing it in, but I think I'm getting it. It's the Bobby Marcos from Cloakroom signature fuzz.
It's so cool.
I'm learning that the trick to fuzz pedals is that they have their own character, yeah. So you got to lean into it.
Yeah, the tone knob.
And you got your Earthquaker Astral Destiny that still hasn't made it onto your board.
I want to figure it out before I make a decision. And then I have to bump one to make room.
Dude, your transmissor! It's like the same thing!
You just want me to replace it so you can borrow it.
Yes, okay. You have the dope limited pink version.
Yeah,
it's so cool.
Cool. Okay, I'll add the Astro Destiny and you can have the transmitter.
I'll give it a good home. I'm a responsible adult now with an ISO power supply, so you know it'll be in good hands.
Deal. And you're writing a lot of great solo music?
No.
Yes, everyone hit her up if you want to collaborate on
it. No. I mean, I would love that.
Do it. Seriously, everyone. Her stuff is great. You should really put a band or a recording project together.
A recording project would be so cool. I'd love to do something where we all Dropbox tracks to each other.
You should. Everyone, blow her up about a recording project.
Maybe I could get into that. My influences right now are Brendan Small and, like, Circle Takes the Square and stuff.
Yeah, find her on Instagram. And you finally got an Instagram this year.
Yeah, I never had a reason to before the show, but I think I'm ready to reach out to people a bit more.
That's my favorite accomplishment this year.
What is?
Your radio show. It's the thing I'm most proud of, seeing you get to do this. You're amazing at it, and I'm so glad that people are getting to see that.
It's been a lot. It's been amazing, really. Music was always something that I could do by myself. I could hide in my headphones, and I didn't have to be lonely anymore when I researched music. So I thought it would be too scary letting people into that, but it's been one of the best experiences of my life.
And people are appreciating it, really.
And big shouts out to, his name is Zach Hobbs.
Yeah.
And he reached out to Maximum to tell them that he liked the pop punk episode.
Yeah.
They forwarded the email and it meant the absolute world to me. And thank you so much for letting me take over your slot this year.
I've had a great year seeing you make these. I'm so happy that you have this slot.
And if you ever want it back.
I want you to do it. It's been nice getting a break and getting to focus on other projects, but mostly I'm just so excited to hear your show.
I love you.
I love you too. Congratulations on a great year.
Should we tempt fate and say that we had a good year?
It's a gamble. I don't want to put that into the universe and have the other shoe drop.
But you know what? We were present in our surroundings.
Yeah.
We appreciated all that we had. Mm. We actively pursued things that make us happy.
Yeah.
We learned new things, and we were kind to people. I think we earned the ability to say that we enjoyed this year.
Mm.
But please, to the powers that be, please don't throw us a hardship or send us a challenge to make us stronger. We're doing okay with the strength that we have. We're pulling it off, and that's good enough for us.
Yes, please.
And no resolutions.
Nope. We'll take things as they come.
Better to survey our accomplishments at the end of the year. The resolution is to survive the coming year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, we saved two of the best for last. My album of the year.
It's a strong one, for sure. Let's have it be the finale.
Yeah, okay. So then we'll start with yours. First up,
we'll listen to Minus Hero from Rome, Italy, the song Home from the From Down to Dawn LP that came out on Flamingo Records from Genova, Italy, Cat's Claw Records from Bristol, White Russian Records from the Netherlands, and Punk Rock Radar from New York.
Four label distributions, can't be wrong.
Yeah.
Such a great coming-of-age indie punk record.
Yeah, so worth it. And then last, we'll hear yours, one of the absolute best records of 2K23.
Not only the best record to come out of Melbourne this year, which, trust me, is a stacked list.
Best scene on the planet.
Hands down. Melbourne is killing it right now.
Yeah.
So the last song we'll hear tonight, the MVPs of 2K23 is Punter from Melbourne with the song A Minute Silence from their self-titled LP that came out in March on Drunken Sailor Records. From Stoke-on-Trent, England, and Active Darrow Records from Melbourne. So, you say it this time.
Are you sure?
Yes, I want to hear you say it again.
So, once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Michael from the North Bay, and I'm here with my great friend, who I'm endlessly proud of and impressed with every day that I get to spend with her, Zoo from all over.
Thank you all so much for an amazing year. I love you all very much.
I love that you say that at the end of each episode.
Well, it's true. I do love you all very much, and I never again want to miss the opportunity to tell people that before it's too late. You've all made this year especially so wonderful, and I appreciate you all for letting me babble on.
Happy New Year, Zoo.
Happy New Year, Michael.
This is Minus Hero from Rome with the song Home.
And then Punter from Melbourne with the song A Minute Silence.
From transit to traffic, our method of transport affects the music we love. Whether it be Trooper's bright white sports car or Ozzy Osbourne's Crazy Train, our ride can even bring us the fundamental inspirations for our music. Listen in to CJSF 90.1 FM at 2 to 3 p.m. on Fridays for Rock and Ride, during which we'll keep your ride grooving with underrepresented rock both new and old, and take some time to tell you about the way the transport we use affects the music we love. My name is Sean McMeekin. Don't get stuck in traffic, and have a wonderful rest of your day.